Hello.
Oh, is that Mr. Simon Cordelli?
Yes, Mr. Cordell, you're speaking. Who am I speaking to?
Sergeant Attila calling from Edmonton Police Station.
Sergeant who?
Attila.
Matilla?
From Edmonton. Yeah, from Edmonton Police Station.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm calling regarding a complaint you've made. Just calling to get some information about it.
Yeah, basically, in 2000, it's quite overreached right now. In 2013, I was arrested for burglary. I had the police officer come to my house and they found a gazebo in my garden and said that I was being done for handling stolen goods and put it down as burglary. I was on bail conditions for the whole year, 2013 to 14. I had to give my passport to use lot. I wasn't allowed to leave the country. I had to sign on at the police station every day at 8 o'clock. Plus, I was on a house bail conditions. I wasn't allowed to leave my house. Yeah, the conditions were endless. I was barred from central London and so forth. After a year of being on bail and having to stick to all these conditions, I finally won the case. I got released and I walked outside my front door. As I walked out my front door, I met a new partner and so forth like that. One day I was in my house and a load of police officers knocked at my front door. I asked them what they wanted through with the door being closed. They explained to me that they just wanted to speak to me. So I opened my door slightly ajar and they tried to force a massive folder through my front door. I closed the front door and I didn't let the folder in my house. And I said to them, you're not letting you put stuff in my house. They threw the folder on the floor outside in my house and walked off. I phoned my mother and asked my mother to come and get the folder. She couldn't come till the next day. She came to my house the next day and picked up the folder. She photocopied it herself and then she went to the police station, handed it into Edmonton Police Station. She got a receipt, which I have, which worked with a stamp on it from Edmonton Police Station, and it's in my name, property of Mr. Simon Cordell's, that's never been found. Now I've got that receipt and it got put in lost property. Now this folder was an ASBO application. Now it only had four witness statements, CFS callers in it, witness statements saying that they were kept up overnight. Now somehow, since through the ongoings of the case getting dragged on, from 2014, I've gone to go and get this folder and it's been stolen out of Edmonton lost property. Now I'm quite concerned about it being stolen because the property room was only burnt down a couple of years ago because of police corruption. So I'm quite shocked that it's that disorganised that stuff can still be stolen out of it by other officers. So I'd like to know where my folder is, and I've got the receipt for that. Now the reason I would like the folder is because it proves that the police fraudulently added an extra 10 witness statements into the folder in the time that it's been going on. Now,
isn't this complaint being dealt with by Sergeant Thomason?
No police officers tried to deal with this, to deal with any of my complaints. I'm continuously phoning news up and recording it. I've got about a year's worth of recordings. I'm even recording this conversation right now,
Sure you have.
I'm recording this conversation right now.
Honestly, that's fine. You can record what you want. I'm just calling regarding your complaint.
So, this isn't my only part of my complaint, That's property's been stolen by officers out of there. What my further concern was, I looked at the ASBO case and I knew that there was 10 incidents in it and that I hadn't committed none of these incidents. I wasn't the organiser to any of these events. So I felt as if the police were trying to force me to be a super grass. And using the paper, fabricating the paperwork to turn me into a super grass. I looked at the laws that I represent from the land that I live off of, and I went to court. And I said, look, trespass hasn't been proven inside none of these buildings, For under the Raise Bill, trespass must be present, 1994. So I won the applicant's case anyway, but somehow she said, because you've got a nitrous oxide bottle on you in one of these days, which is an ADR trafficking offence, and it ain't a traffic offence because it's not illegal to carry it, she gave me a 5-year ASBO. I'd already been riding 2 years prior to that, to the injunction, so that's 7 years. Plus, I've done a year for the other case, the gazebo, which I won. That's 8 years. The maximum sentence under the Raise Bill is 6 months and a 20 grand fine. So I do not understand why I'm riding 8 years and my 8 years don't get cut in half. Now, it said, I was also further upset because it said the organisation of illegal raves. Now, if something's illegal, I'm supposed to be arrested. So I should have been arrested. I should have been allowed to have my interview. I should have been allowed to go through it. My solicitors and the CPS should have took the case on. Yeah, from there. Now, this has never happened, but somehow I now have a criminal record. Now, I don't have anyone on a criminal record. Basically, now, what they continue to say in the ASBO was this won't have an effect on my abilities of running my company objectives. So I writ to every other borough in this area. There's 33 boroughs, so I writ to the other 32, wrote, and they basically writ back to me and said that this council is lying and these police are lying. This has a massive effect on the running abilities of your company because every council has a different licensee department, yeah? And I have to go there, and because it says an illegal offence, yeah, I have to basically go through a special committee with them and I have to explain the ASBO, which is unfair on me. Yeah, it stops me working with the other 32 boroughs. Yeah, now I've been in my...
Can I just stop you there just for a second? Because what you're saying rings a bell. One of my colleagues, you spoke to one of my colleagues on the 13th of February?
Yes, that's very possible.
Yeah, on CAD 440.
I have them all on recording, so I know that I don't know them off by heart, but I've got them all recorded.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just telling you, you did, because it's recorded here.
And they've told me that they can't do nothing. The only person that can do something is yourself. Yeah, sergeant from the police station. I explained to them, sorry for being rude, but I explained to them that if I phoned them now as a CFS caller, call for services, and I said to them, look, I just see somebody steal a chocolate bar out of a shop, they will send a patrol car to me into that shop over a chocolate bar being stolen. I said, I've got clear corruption here and evidence of it that I've been set up and I'm riding 4 years, and I would like a police officer sent to my house, yeah, so that he can... go on.
I'm calling because we only deal with initial service recovery. Now, obviously, your complaint we can't deal with on initial service recovery because it's a potentially protracted investigation that needs to be done. On the 13th of February, on CAD 440, which is our reference, it's been marked up that Sergeant Thomason is aware of your matter. And he is dealing with it. Now, that's a sergeant who works in the professional standards office at Edmonton Police Station. So he deals with all the ongoing professional standards issues, and if there's any complaints, ongoing complaints, he deals with them. So I can't assist you at the moment because I'm the wrong department for that. But since he's aware of it, I'm going to send him an email now to tell him that you've called and you want an update regarding this issue. Because
I would like a meeting with him so that I can sit there and show him the evidence I have of the corruption and fabricated evidence.
I'll tell him to contact you directly, and you can speak to him about it.
And if I don't receive a phone call back from none of yourselves, as seems to have happened for the last 3 years, or 2 years this case now, then what actually happens then? What, shall I phone you again? Phone up 0207-1212 again, and then put the same complaint through again, hope that someone contacts him again? Like, how am I... Because no one wants to investigate these officers.
I'm sure you would have been contacted from the last time. From Sergeant Thomas.
I've got recordings of me phoning up 999 and speaking to the sergeants from CC Bow. CC Bow's basically said to me they've been one of the main officers in CC Bow, and in all their life, they've been working there, I've got it on recording, she's never seen the timestamps go backwards on the CADs. She said this is clear corruption, and this was months ago. Basically, I got given an ASBO, and on the ASBO, yeah, in the ASBO paper, there's, let's say, 50 CADs in there, yeah? Now, them 50 CADs, yeah, every day CAD number 500 happens, yeah? Now, I writ to Storm and I writ to MetCC, the developers, and they've told me that it's fraudulent activity as well. I've got the full...
Okay, you're talking about things that I haven't got a clue about. I'm not the right person to obviously give you the advice on that.
But you're dealing with a CAD system right this second. You're like right now,
yeah,
as I call you...
You're talking about CADs being amended. As far as I'm concerned, CADs, once they've been set up, the time frames can't be changed on a CAD because it doesn't give us an opportunity.
Yes, no, but what I'm saying is someone's fraudulently, they've gone and made the paperwork out of the computers because basically I've got CAD,
if you're saying that, then someone's got to investigate that, and it will be, as I said, it will be the professional standards department.
So what's even worse than that is, say the CADs, you look at all the CADs, a lot of the information, like the call recorder's blocked out, call location, everything's blocked out, yeah, redacted. Now, they forgot to take the X to Y locations at, Yeah, so now when I put them into Google, it shows like 5-6 miles away. It shows the other side of this place, and they covered it all over and forged it all to be that paper.
I've got to stop you there. I appreciate you've got all this information. I can't assist with that, but that's why I'm sending you. I'm going to email the professional standard.
And what is his name again? His full name?
Sergeant Thomason.
Sergeant Thomas, Thomas what? Thomason what?
No, Thomason. Thomason.
And what is it? What's his other name or badge number for him?
16YE.
16YE. Do you have a direct email yourself that I can contact him on also as well and send him the evidence?
His email. Yeah, I can give you that.
'They said the only reason they want to carry this ASBO on is because of the amount of money they've spent on the case. They don't care about me as a person. It's all about money to them. Yeah, and it's had a huge effect on my way of life and on everything. And
okay, his email address is ARRAN.
Okay.
Dot Thomason, Thomason.
Okay.
At Met.
Okay.
Dot PNN.
Dot PNN, okay.
Dot police.uk.
Dot police.uk. Okay, well, yeah. Thank you for contacting me today, and I'm sorry okay. that it's been on such a negative thing.
I'm sure he's aware of this, but I'll send him an email now.
With this phone number and ask him to contact me back on this phone number as well.
With this CAD number that I rang you on.
Okay.
For him to obviously get in contact with you, etc.
Okay, all thank right? you. Thank you. You have a good day, sir.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Goodbye.